Local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
The Simons Sharks swim season is just about set to get underway. Good morning and welcome to the morning show. And we have a studio full of swimmers and their fearless leader is here as well. Chad Hying, who's the coach of the Simons Sharks. That season is about ready to begin. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing really well. So you didn't have to swim to get in here today, did you?
Not yet. It's getting close. The water's getting high over there. But
I heard it was getting higher in Sextonville. Somebody just told me that. So
yeah, I should probably watch where I'm going when I'm driving around there.
So the season, again, about ready to start your competition. How many years have you been the coach, Chad?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask me that question. It's been so many, I can't remember. But it's going on at least 10 years. It gets kind of shady. I don't know if we count the season that we didn't go through for COVID, but we're still here, we're still swimming, and they're still showing up. So
some of the swimmers that you have are well established in life. If you talk about the first swimmers you had 11 years ago or so, right?
Oh yeah, we've got many of them that have gone off to college and are becoming doctors and nurses and sports medicine and teachers. Just it's been phenomenal to be a part of their lives and just to see the impact that we have with the swim team and just the confidence that gets built up through the season with all the students.
That's probably part of the reason why you remain as coach, as you see, I'm sure you see that light bulb once in a while go on with somebody when they really gain that confidence, don't you?
I think the greatest privilege of coaching is that light bulb moment of, I can do this. I can do what coach is asking me to do. I don't have to be afraid of it. So it gives them a good foundation and a good solid future for accomplishing all their goals when they grow up.
When does the season start?
The season starts May 28th, Tuesday, this Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day.
Okay. Do you feel the team's ready to go?
They're always ready to go. They're by the time I get to practice, they're ready. Can we get in the water yet? Can we get in the water yet? Can we get in the water yet? So they'll be ready. They'll be ready.
If you could just bottle up that kind of energy and enthusiasm.
Yeah, I would drink some for the day.
Exactly. And you're always looking for more members, aren't you?
Always looking. Always welcome for many more members. In years past, we've had over 100 swimmers. It'll be awesome to see that again. This is one of those sports, though, where it doesn't matter how many kids we have on the team. Everyone participates. Everyone gets, you know, pretty much the same amount of events based on, you know, various factors. But it's a participation sport, and it's a lot of fun. I think the kids will agree that they get to make friends from other communities around who are also just happy to have their kids out there and participating in a sport.
You've been able to bring along some of your good swimmers with you this morning, too, haven't you?
We have. We've got quite a few this morning. We've got some even in the waiting room waiting to get in here. So they're just waiting to get in. Can't wait for the season to start.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's start over on this side of the room. Is that Luke over there in the corner? Looks like he's ready to speak on the radio. He's got the microphone in position and everything. Luke Fretz, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. How many years have you been a Shark?
Six.
6 years. Okay. And what do you enjoy the most about it?
Having friends there.
Okay. And as Coach said, you get a chance to meet other swimmers. Have you made friends from other towns?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite event that you're in with the Sharks?
Backstroke.
Backstroke. Okay. So why do you like that?
Kind of because you go backwards.
Well, I guess that makes sense, doesn't it, Chad?
It does make sense. I never really thought about going backwards, but I guess that does make sense with Luke over there. He likes to go backwards. So
now, I admittedly know nothing about swimming and those kind of things and events that you're in. But to me, it would seem that's one of the tougher ones, the backstroke. But it isn't to you?
Not really.
Okay. Good. So you just go for the best time you can do. What's your best time been in the backstroke?
I'm not sure.
Okay. You just swim and, yeah.
I wouldn't know either. I tell the kids, don't look at me for what's a good time. I just look at what your stroke looks like, and the rest will come.
So if somebody comes to you, Luke, and says, you know, why should I join the Simon Sharks swim team? What would you tell them? It's fun?
Yeah.
You're going to come out and have a good time. You got your summer planned. The nice thing is, too, Chad, if somebody is going to miss two or three meets, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, the only thing that really matters if they want to swim in conference, they've just got to make it to three of the scheduled meets for the season, and there's 8 to 10 meets scheduled this season. So all they got to do is make three, and if they do that, they're qualified for conference, and that's always the last Saturday in July. So that's a big, fun meet, and a lot of kids have fun with that. Just communities coming together at different places, so a lot of fun.
No doubt. Well, Malachi Fritz is here as well. How you doing, Malachi?
Doing well, Phil.
Your days are counting down for high school, aren't they?
Yes, sir. They're getting, coming to an end.
And you're going to be involved in the sectional track meet tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to go?
I will be ready, yep. Running the 16, the 800, and the 4x4.
Boy, those are just incredible endurance things, and I have to think that, do they go hand-in-hand with swimming?
Yeah, they do. And a lot of what Coach Chad was just talking about, of the confidence that swim team builds up, just after years and years of swimming and then years of competing in swimming, that really just builds your confidence to take it into high school at the really the next level and the steps above that.
Mm-hmm. And, and those are all runs where you have to be in the best shape of your life. They say that you use like every muscle when you swim. Do you feel like that?
That is very true. I like to say that running shape and swimming shape are very different. Like last year, I was in the best running shape of my life. I got in the pool and like did 100 freestyle and I was exhausted. I'm like, man, I thought it was going to feel easier.
Totally different then, huh?
Totally different.
Because you told me during the soccer season, because you were running cross country and playing soccer, how many steps did you take per day? Do you remember?
It was about 25,000 to 30,000 steps a day.
Yeah. And you were still out of breath when you went swimming.
Huh? Yes. Yes.
We're not worthy, are we, Chad?
Well, that's about 1,500 more steps than I take in a day, so.
1,500 or 1,000?
15,000. Something.
Oh, my goodness. So you're looking at being a Shark again this summer then, Malachi?
Yes, sir. That's my plan. I plan on competing at sectionals and then hopefully state for track. And then the Monday after the state meet, I hope to be in the pool swimming.
Good. Well, good luck with that. What is your favorite event in the pool?
In the pool, it's gotta be the relays. I love the relays. I love the medley relay and the free relay. I love competing with my team.
And this is a family thing for you too, isn't it?
It really is. Almost all my siblings swim, and the ones that don't swim are just because they're not old enough to be on the Sharks yet. So it's pretty cool.
You're setting the bar high for your siblings, though. Which sibling you think is most likely to, like, surpass your records?
I think all of them are going to surpass my records. I think I don't stand a chance.
That's a good answer.
It is a good answer.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, they're coming for you. They're shooting for you.
They are.
So, good. I know you've told me before, but have your plans changed, or what are you looking at doing in the fall?
This fall, I plan on attending GCU online for a special education degree.
Awesome. So. Good for you. Are you still going to maybe do some coaching and staying involved in the sports and things?
Yeah, since I'm attending college online, I'd love to stay involved with the swim team. I'd love to stay involved with the soccer and cross country team. And then when spring rolls around, I'd love to stay involved with the track team. I love all these sports, and they've all played a very instrumental role in my life.
And when you were, like, for instance, Luke's age, looking ahead, you were trying to gain confidence and things like that, I'm guessing it was very helpful for you, wasn't it?
Yes, it's so helpful in the development. And swim team really taught me how to be a team player and how everything works, how to be friends with people, how to be friends with people you're competing with, how to be friends with people that are, yeah, it's a good time.
Winning and losing gracefully, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
very much so.
A life lesson. You bet. Probably going to be sad to lose this guy from the team, aren't you, Chad?
I will, but maybe, you know, now that he's graduated, maybe I can snag him as a coach, you know? He'd be a pretty good role model, so.
Maybe Coach Chad can, like, back off a little bit then. Huh?
Retirement? Yeah, well, I the running joke is that, well, anyway, there's a running joke. Anyway, but anyway, no, it's been a lot of fun, and like I said, we do this because, you know, the kids, they just, it's so much fun to watch them grow and achieve their goals, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's awesome. Well, thanks for being on, Malachi, and good luck tomorrow night with the track.
Thank you so much.
We know it will go well, so hopefully you get along without any showers and, you know, because the weather's been a big factor for track all year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has been, but that's kind of been the good thing is we've had hot meets, we've had cold meets, we've had meets in the rain and the sleet, we're ready to go.
That's what happens with track. You get your best weather all of a sudden and the season's about over. Then.
Right. So. Yep.
Well, we'll be watching for those times tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Let's move. Maybe we can move that microphone a little bit closer over there, Chad, for our next participants there. And your name is?
Jewel,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Jewel Francis here. Jewel, what do you like about being a shark?
I like hanging out with my friends.
Okay. Do you have a lot of friends?
Yeah.
Good. And are they on the team with you then?
Yeah, most of them.
Do you do some relays?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your favorite event?
Probably the relays.
Mm-hmm. That you're a part of. What age group will you be swimming this year with the Sharks?
Eight.
Okay. Eight. How many years have you been a member of the team?
Four.
4 years. Wow. So you're already a veteran of the pool. That's incredible, isn't it, Chad?
It really is. I mean, as long as they can swim a length and tread water for 30 seconds, we'll teach them the rest. So.
What's the youngest member that you've had on the team?
I think 1 year we may have had a four-year-old. I know when we first started, they were allowing kids with float assist to join the team, but that has since gone by the wayside. Which is sort of sad, but also it does make it a little easier for coaches. And it just, for safety reasons, really, that's the biggest reason. We want those kids. There's a lot of kids in there in the summer, in the lanes, and you want them to be safe, and you don't want them to have a fear of the water. So we've kind of gone back on that a little bit so that we kind of do a little swim test and go, yeah, that kid's going to be safe in a lane full of other swimmers, or maybe you should wait a year because... Hey, they're, we don't want to be afraid of the water because this is a life-saving skill as well as a fun summer sport.
You bet. How old were you when you started swimming, Jewel? Do you remember?
I think five.
Five. Boy, that's crazy. So, and it came pretty easy to you? You could learn it well? Pretty easy?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what are some of your other interests? Do you have other hobbies outside the pool that you like to do in the summertime?
Soccer... and baseball.
Soccer and baseball. So you stay pretty active then. Sure. But swimming, is that like your favorite thing to do in the summer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. It's a good family outing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I paid her $20 to say that swimming was her favorite activity. So that's good that she said that on the air.
Who's your favorite swim coach, too?
Yeah, there you go.
Chad, okay. Wow.
Well, there's another $20 on my pocket. Yeah, okay.
You're losing money.
Fast, yeah. You better stop asking that question.
Oh, that's awesome. And Levi's here as well. Let's bring that microphone over his direction there. Levi Fritz is here as we. There you go. Thank you, Chad. How you doing, Levi?
I'm good.
Good. I think we had you on maybe last year at one of the meets, didn't we? Yeah. So you're an old pro at this radio thing. So what age group will you be swimming this year?
9-10.
Okay, good. How many years have you been swimming with the Sharks?
4 or 5.
4 or 5 years. Okay, good. So he's another veteran. What do you like the most about being a Shark?
Probably all the friends that I have.
Great. So that's the number one thing. It's not winning or losing, right? So, do you like to do the relays?
Yeah.
Yeah? Which relay is the favorite?
Probably the freestyle.
Freestyle, okay. Sure. Explain the freestyle and how that works, that particular
move. Well, you're kicking and using your arms to, yeah.
Okay. Kicking and using your arms?
That sounds about right. It does. Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up.
You know?
Alternating your arms while doing a flutter kick and just swimming as fast as you can the other side of the pool, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So do you practice much when the sharks aren't practicing? Do you get out there with the family and do some laps?
Sometimes.
That makes a little bit of difference, doesn't it? Sure. Are you also involved in soccer and baseball in the summer?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Sometimes kickball.
Kickball. Oh, that sounds like a fun activity as well. Sure. Good deal. So what grade will you be in next year then?
Fourth.
Fourth grade. Okay. Wonderful. And the meets go pretty quickly. Do you like to be a part of the meets and everything that happens? Maybe even a little bit of food afterwards too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They even had SpaghettiOs last year at one of the meets.
They did have SpaghettiOs. I don't know if that's going to be on the menu again this year, but it was something that one of the parents saw. I think Stephanie Worthington saw, and she's like, they were eating those SpaghettiOs like crazy, and they looked like they were selling really well, so let's try it at our swim meet. And I was like, well, I used to love SpaghettiOs as a kid, but, you know.
I know.
Maybe not so much anymore, but the kids love them, and that's they were the hot ticket item, and, you know, trying to raise money and trying to, because everything costs money, so it's really awesome that the parents, they get together, and they're like, hey, let's try this food item, let's try this food item, let's see what works. We're getting rid of broccoli because nobody wants that. So, no, just kidding. There might be broccoli there this year. I don't know.
But it is a fundraiser. Does it cost money to be a member of the Sharks?
It does. It does. And I am not 100% sure of the prices. I know they've kind of gone up a little bit this year, as everything has. But it's still a very reasonable price for all the families to join for a season. There's, you know, they family rates and individual rates, and but they can hook you up at Simon's. You just call down there and ask. They'll have the information there, and it's just a wonderful, like I said, it's just a wonderful program. And if you're new to swimming, don't be afraid. Like I said, we'll try and come under your wing. We try to find the new parents and get them acclimated and try and say, hey, this is how this works. This is how this is going on. In fact, we have a swimmer in the waiting room. This will be her second year, and she started at Dodgeville. They moved to the area, and they're going to be with us this summer, joining for the Sharks. So I haven't even gotten to see this kid swim, but she's really excited for the season. So
a free agent signing.
A free agent signing in
the off season. Yeah. it's just amazing because we've been there to broadcast a few summers, and it's like clockwork behind the scenes where the parents, you know, get everybody and where they're supposed to be, and it's just kind of a working thing all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's taken years to perfect, I'm sure. It's just, you know, after 25, 26 years of swimming, maybe it's 30 years. I don't know how many years the Sharks been going, but it's been a long time. And I know when I first started and I was swimming, those meets seemed to take forever. And now it's just like, boom, boom, boom. Those kids are in the water. They're moving. And they really got that bullpen and all that down to a science now. So
always something going on. Anything else you'd like to add about any of the four swimmers that we talked about here today, Chad?
Well, I'm looking forward to a great season from all of these guys and gals. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And they're probably some of my biggest promoters over here. So they really enjoy the summer. And they really have wonderful attitudes. And it really helps set the tone for the rest of the team. But we're very, very blessed to have all of these swimmers and parents alike who are just helping out, chipping in, and doing their part.
Wonderful to hear. Thanks to the Fretz family for being here this morning. Chad, I think you're going to stay with us. We have more swimmers to move in here out of the bullpen.
Yes, I'll be here for a little bit while longer.
Sounds good. We'll be back with more of the morning show in just a moment. Welcome back to the morning show on WRCO. We're talking about the Simons Sharks. Their fearless leader, Chad Hying, is here. And in this portion of the show, we have Chloe Hying, we have Mercy Fretz, we have Claire Hying, and we have Cameron Keene all joining us as well. Coach, these are all swimmers that are handpicked. They're some of the cream of the crop, right?
Yeah, some of the cream of the crop. No relation.
No?
No. they don't even want to admit that they're related to me. So.
do you have the influence? Like, do you kind of give them an ultimatum if they're going to be in the pool or not? Or how does that work?
Yeah, I thought about it. But no, these my kids come out. They swim because they want to. They have fun and they enjoy being with their friends. We give them the option every year to say no or yes. And every year so far, they've said yes. So hopefully this season is no different. But I think it's more for their friends than it is for their dad. So,
but they're doing it for the right reason. And that's kind of the, you know, I saw a poll about high school athletes some time ago. And the number one reason they want to go out is fun. And I think that's the main thing for the Sharks, too, isn't it?
That is always my goal, is that if I want all of my swimmers just to have fun and enjoy it for what it is. Like I said, we may not, I certainly wasn't the fastest, but I had fun. It was always fun trying to compete against your friends, going, hey, I'm better than you. No, you're better than me. And so that kind of individual in-team competition, that friendly competition that takes place, and you nailed it on the head, just fun, just fun with friends, fun for the summer, and, you know, get a little exercise at the same time.
These young people, I'm sure, don't know it, but they're truly ambassadors for the Simons, aren't they?
They really are, and they all of them, not just saying that because a couple of them are my kids here right now, but they really do a really great job of being friendly and showing caring attitudes towards others, and that's really something that I try to promote. And you know, when you get done with the race, shake a hand next to the person next to you, whoever it may be, wherever they may be from, and, you know, see where that leads.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed, too. I mean, it's competition while you're in the pool, but it's just a friendly competition, isn't it?
It is, and we're all out there. We're all trying to better ourselves and trying to do something that keeps us in shape and, you know, keeps us active. So, again, this is a lifelong skill, and it's a skill that's, you know, people should learn just to keep them safe. They're out boating or if they're out fishing or whatever they might be doing near the water, you know, the skills that they learn in swim team might be able to save their lives at mm-hmm. some point.
A lot of people have a true fear of the water, and I'm sure you've seen that before, but again, it's a great life skill to be able to overcome that, isn't it?
It is, and it's a lot of times it's adults, and they just never got into the pool as kids, or they had a bad experience at the pool, and again, that's kind of why we don't want to get kids that are too young in the pool, because we don't want anybody to have a bad experience at the pool. We want everybody to have a wonderful experience and enjoy it. You know, you go to Simons, and you see a wide range of ages using that facility, from the very young toddlers. They do a infant toddler class where the parents are in the water, you know, splash each other and the wheels and the bus and that kind of thing, to older adults who are out there using the water weights just to stay active, to stay limber, to get those muscles moving back again. Or maybe, you know, they're recovering from physical therapy and they can get all their weight out there and they can start moving those muscles again for physical therapy. So really, swimming is a life skill.
Yeah, it definitely is. Let's go around the room again. We have some more young swimmers. Let's start with Claire Hying over here on this side of the room. Claire, what do you like about being a shark?
I like swimming a lot, and seeing all my friends there motivates me to do better.
What age group will you be swimming with this year?
I will be swimming with 9-10.
Okay, good. And how many years have you been at it?
I don't know.
I don't remember either. 9-10, I think she's probably been about 5 years.
About 5 years, right. Good. So you're kind of getting to be one of those cagey veterans of the team then a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah. They're all over the place.
Do you try to help recruit? Do you talk to your friends about joining up?
Yes. This year during school, we had a friend. Her name is Annabelle. I was talking to her. She wanted to join swim team, but she can't because she's moving to Madison.
Okay. That's too bad. So you missed on that opportunity, but I'm sure there's some others as well. What's your favorite event that you swim in?
I love swimming in breaststroke.
Okay. Good. Is that the one you're best at?
Probably.
Uh-huh. And you like the relays as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to be involved in other sports as you get older?
Yes, I'm in gymnastics right now. I don't know what else.
And you were here as an actress not too long ago, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in For the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Right. So do you feel like swimming with the sharks, did that give you some confidence to be able to get out there on that stage?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, good. So she's your actress in the family then, Chad?
They all are actors in my family. They all act in one way or another. Claire, and Clancy are just the ones that actually made it up on stage. But the oldest boy, Connor, he can be kind of an actor, too.
The only thing I ever did was act up, you know, like at that age. So that's good.
Well, they do that, too, but they're... But for the most part, they're pretty well behaved.
Well, nice to have you on the show with us today. How about Cameron Keene? Cameron, how are you?
Good.
Good to have you on the show. How long have you been a shark?
This is my first year being a shark.
Why did you join?
Because, so I was in swim team last year, and I found it really fun, so I wanted to stick with it and keep swimming.
What age group will you be swimming with this year?
11 through 12.
Okay, and which event do you like the most?
Probably either freestyle or backstroke.
Okay. Have you met some friends from other towns?
I do have some friends from Dodgeville because of last year, but otherwise I haven't met anyone from other swim meets.
Mm-hmm. Maybe another chance to do that this year then.
Yeah.
Those swim meets are just, they're kind of like big family picnics, aren't they?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Just swim in with it too.
What are some other fun summer activities that you're involved in?
I don't really know.
Do you do other sports or anything like that?
Usually not during the summer, but I might, like, for other sports, be like basketball and soccer and all those types of stuff.
Good. So you're going to be active then as you go through school. That's awesome. I like the hoodie that you have on there, too. That's got the big shark on that. So that's pretty nice. You guys have some nice wardrobes, don't you?
Yes, they do a really good job of designing and making T-shirts, and usually they're pretty quick turnaround. There's usually T-shirt orders that can be placed, or sweatshirt orders in this case, and those are usually done early on in the season. So we get those in right away, and then they're... Hopefully they have them before their first meet, and usually they do. The company's pretty good at getting that turnaround really fast for us, so that's really nice.
If somebody comes to you, Cameron, and says, I'd like to be a shark, what would you say to encourage them? Why should they do that?
I would say that they should join because it would be a great opportunity to be with friends and just get better at learning how to swim, and so you get to learn new ways to swim that you probably didn't know about before.
Wonderful. I know it's a long ways off, but have you thought about a career, something you like to do for an occupation when your school days are done?
Me and my friends are doing like a lemonade stand this summer.
Ooh, that's a good start. Getting into business then.
Yeah.
Sounds like an awesome deal. Well, let's move over to the other side of the room. We have Chloe Hying next. Chloe, can you bring that microphone a little bit closer to you there? Thank you very much. What do you like about being a shark?
I really like hanging out with my friends, but I've learned so much, and it's just always been so fun.
Good. So does your dad quiz you about it when you go home, about what you could have done, or does he kind of leave it at the pool then?
Well, I guess that depends. I mean, if he'll joke around, but he teaches at pool, and then... He'll teach us at home, too.
Sure. Well, that's good, right?
Usually I say what happens at the pool stays at the pool. But, they just go out there and do their best, and that's all Dad asks for.
That's all you can do. What age will you be swimming with this year?
I will be swimming with 15, 18.
Okay, great. So is that the top? That's the oldest, right?
That's the veteran league there, yeah.
Uh-huh. So. Good. It looks like that's going to be a good competitive time for you, too, as well. So do you really enjoy getting a chance to swim against other towns as well?
Yeah, I do. It's really fun and kind of scary, but most of the time it's fun after, like, the first Like, you know, when you get there, you're all nervous, and then you do your first race, you're like, oh, I got this.
Exactly.
Even if you do really bad, but sure. It's just more about the fun.
But it gives you confidence, doesn't
yeah,
it?
For sure.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
That we want to be your Erie insurance agent. Visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Sunny to partly cloudy and very nice today, a high of 78 with southwest winds at 5 to 15. Clouding over with a slight chance of showers toward morning, a low of 54. Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy, occasional showers and thunderstorms, a few of which could be strong, a high of 74. Currently in Richland Center with fog settled back in, it is 49 degrees.
Hi, Violet here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. This Memorial Day, don't just remember, celebrate with incredible savings. For a limited time, grab the ultimate comfort with 10% off all our premium mattresses, featuring top brands like Sierra Sleep, Restonic, and Spring Air. Imagine sinking into a restful sleep every night on a brand new mattress. But it gets better. Pair your new mattress with an adjustable base and receive 15% off the base. Experience the luxury of personalized comfort at an unbeatable price. And that's not all. Elevate your home decor with our elegant 5-piece small table sets, now at a jaw-dropping 20% off. Perfect for any room, these sets combine style and functionality effortlessly. Just in time for Memorial Day, transform your home and your sleep at A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We're closed Sunday. We will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. After funding requests from the governor to Republican lawmakers, Governor Tony Evers wants the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee to release $20 million to assist communities in redevelopment of closed two-year UW campuses. The Democratic governor signed legislation earlier this year to create a program to award grants of up to $2 million. To date, the UW system has announced closure of UW Platteville Richland, UW Oshkosh Fond du Lac, UW Green Bay Marinette, and UW Milwaukee campuses at Waukesha and Washington County due to decreased enrollment and limited funding. Evers and finance co-chairs have already deadlocked over releasing funding for PFAS remediation and to assist Western Wisconsin communities following hospital and clinic closures. A Madison utility expects it will be a few days before power is fully restored following storms on Tuesday night. Madison Gas and Electric spokesman Steve Schultz calls the severe storms historic and that they haven't seen numbers like this in decades as far as outages. Schultz says it was a big wind event with hurricane-force winds, which broke hundreds of poles. Just fixing one pole can take a full day, he says. MG&E is reaching out to mutual assistance groups in an effort to secure additional crews to help with restoration efforts. The National Weather Service is confirming a pair of tornadoes from Tuesday night storms. The two touched down in central Wisconsin communities of Edgar and Unity. There were numerous reports of damage in Unity after the storms, and meteorologists are still doing assessments. As of last night, the tornado near Edgar has been rated an EF1, and it collapsed a barn and knocked over trees along its path. A successful spring drug take-back day in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Justice reports that Wisconsin rated number 2 throughout the country for the most prescription medications collected during the drug take-back by collecting 55,122 pounds of unwanted medications. Dating back to when drug take-back began in 2010, Wisconsin has collected more than 1.25 million pounds of the unwanted meds. In fact, Wisconsin rates third behind only Texas and California for the amount of meds collected in that time frame. While Drug Take-Back Day technically happens twice a year, Wisconsin residents are encouraged to dispose of unwanted meds year-round at one of the 490 drug disposal boxes around the state. Conservation groups and lake associations continue to ask the Department of Natural Resources to regulate wake surfing. The Natural Resources Board heard comments from several of those groups on Wednesday. They claim the specially designed boats used to make those wake are damaging lakefronts and rivers. That message matched one sent to the board earlier this month at the spring conservation hearings. So far, no action has been taken by the legislature or the DNR. Previous bills that would have regulated the boats never made it out of committee. Wisconsin environmental regulators are investigating a manure spill that killed fish for more than a mile. State Department of Natural Resources officials said Tuesday that an angler reported the fish kill in Moore Creek in Monroe County on Saturday. The DNR traced the kill to a manure spill to Spring Valley Holstein Incorporated, a dairy farm east of Norwalk. They said the farm's manure transfer system failed, but did not elaborate. It's unclear when the spill began. DNR officials say the spill isn't expected to affect drinking water supplies, but they're still working on ways to prevent additional runoff from reaching local waterways. Today, the Department of Health Services joined partners from the Madison Metropolitan Sewerage District and the Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene to honor Wisconsin wastewater professionals. The event coincides with Governor Evers proclaiming that yesterday was Wastewater Professional Appreciation Day, recognizing those professionals for protecting and promoting the health, safety, and overall well-being of all Wisconsinites. Sampling and testing wastewater became a critical surveillance tool throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, and is now one of the best tools for monitoring COVID-19 activity in Wisconsin. Wastewater sampling can detect the virus before people experience symptoms or if they are infected or asymptomatic. DHS shares this information in an interactive data dashboard, allowing public health officials to act quickly to prevent further spread of the disease. In addition to tracking COVID-19, wastewater testing has expanded to provide invaluable information tracking flu, RSV, and norovirus spread in communities. More than half of Wisconsin residents are represented in the participating sewer sheds. Today in the town of Bloom, Johnson Hill Road will be closed from County D to Sebronic Lane. They'll start work around 7:30, and it should be done around 2 o'clock today. Again, in the town of Bloom, Johnson Hill Road will be closed for a time.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
The forecast for today, sunshine to partly cloudy and also nice conditions, a high of 78 predicted for today. Southwest winds at 5 to 15, clouding over with a slight chance of showers toward morning overnight tonight, a low of 54. Friday, 74, cloudy and breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. A few storms could be strong. Foggy and 49 right now at WRCO. After a daytime high of 72 yesterday, we did pick up 23/100ths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, and an unexpected rain shower, even some hail here at the WRCO studios late afternoon and early evening yesterday. That caught all of us by surprise. The current reading after a midnight mark of 53 is 49 degrees.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength. My name is Aubrey, and I'm a freshman at Ithaca High School. In Sources of Strength, we spread hope by focusing on stories of strength rather than our stories of trauma. We know our most powerful impact comes from our personal actions, conversations, and messages that use our music, our art, our writing, our activities, our social media, our culture, and our voice. This gives life to our efforts.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at last night's busy high school sports postseason events.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. BX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Last night in WIAA tournament game, second round softball, it was Ithaca 15-0 in four innings over Lafarge. They'll face Seneca today after Seneca was a winner 7-3 over Oneewoc Center last night. Today's game at Ithaca slated for 5 o'clock. Brookwood was a 10-1 winner over Kickapoo. They'll face Hillsboro after Hillsboro's 13-4 win against DeSoto. It was Highland shutting out Potosi Cassville 2-0. Barneville 7-2 over River Ridge. Judah Albany 4-0 winners against Wazika Steuben yesterday. And Belmont 7-0 over Pecatonica. In Division 4, Fenimore advanced after a 7-5 win against Iowa Grant. And Boscobel ended the year for Riverdale 8-1. Cashton 4-1 over Luther. And Blair Taylor beat Bangor 17-7 in five innings. In Division 3, it was a victory for River Valley, winning a regional game 18-9 over Viroqua, a game that had a little bit of everything, including a 25-minute weather delay last night. Viroqua scored four runs in the first inning, only to have River Valley answer with seven in the bottom of the first. The Hosetalks continued to build the lead, and they were up 18-4. It looked like the game would end early, but Viroqua had other ideas, plating five runs in the fifth to take away the 10-run rule, and the game wound up going the duration. Tessa Schluter worked the entire game in the circle for River Valley and logged the win. Hannah Hegland, 4-for-5 with an RBI and 4 runs scored. Ella Hillebrand was 2-for-4 with a 2-run home run and 4 RBIs for the game. Haley Williams had a 2-run home run, and Leah Makarowski drove in 2. Whitney Scrady was 4-for-4 for Viroqua. Maddie Zuby pitched 6 innings to take the loss. River Valley, now with a win, advances to play Lancaster after the Arrows picked up a 7-4 win over Westfield last night, and River Valley and Lancaster split during the regular season. Adams Friendship ended the year for 4th seed Dodgeville last night, 7-5, and Prairie du Chien ended the year for Westby. That final score was 10-3. Wisconsin Dells was an 8-7 winner against Reedsburg last night in Division 2. Mount Horeb 10-0 over Sauk Prairie in 5 innings. West Salem ended the year for Platteville 9-2, and Portage 6-2 winners against La Crosse Logan. Regular season game for the Ithaca Bulldog baseball team last night. They went to Belmont and won by a score of 3-0, improving to 20-1 on the season. Sammy Clary and Micah Salisbury led the way. 2 hits for Clary, 3 for Salisbury, 2 hits for Mac Neef, and Salisbury was the winning pitcher going 5. Sammy Clary worked the final 2 for the Bulldogs, who prepare for the upcoming WIAA tournament. They'll have a bye in the first round tonight. Several baseball teams do get the season, the postseason started, including Weston hosting Kickapoo tonight, and Oneewoc Center at DeSoto, North Crawford at Seneca in Division 4. Also, it will be Barneveld and Argyle Blackhawk, and Scholesburg-Benton and River Ridge meeting this evening. Riverdale has a bye. They'll face the winner of tonight's Southwestern and Iowa Grant game. Also in Division 3 this evening, Prairie du Chien will host Melrose Medoro, and Boscobel will be at Westby. Westfield at Darlington and Lancaster at Mineral Point. Dodgeville at Cuba City. Games in Division 2 include Richland Center headed to Portage tonight. The Hornets are a 12th seed, Portage number 5. And River Valley, a 10th seed, plays at number 7 Platteville at Legion Park this afternoon. WIAA regional golf action yesterday. Lodi was the top team at Prairie du Chien, scoring a 349. River Valley will be taking its team out of the
next level after a 355 as a team yesterday. The top golfer, freshman Cole Herbst of Platteville with a 77. Richland Center senior Roman Johnson, second best score with a 78. And he is headed to the sectional as an individual. River Valley's Gavin Davidson had the third best score with an 81 yesterday at Prairie du Chien. Too much Jesus Luzardo. The Marlins starting pitcher held Milwaukee without a run on three hits through the first eight innings of Wednesday's 1-0 decision. The Brewers lost despite a strong outing by ace Freddie Peralta, who gave up the leadoff home run to Jazz Chisholm Jr. and not much else. Peralta allowed four hits, a walk, and struck out seven in his seven innings of work. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, Freddie was magnificent, and, you know, he gave up one run in eight innings of pitching. You plan on winning the game. So.
I'm guessing that you're proud of the Simons Complex, because that's a pretty cool place when teams come to visit, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's great. I've been swimming for, like, 10 years now. This is my 10th year, and it's just been so fun. It's really a nice place.
Do you plan to stay in all the way through your schooling years, too?
Yeah.
Good, yeah. And have you thought about something that you'd like to do for an occupation somewhere along the line?
Yeah, I plan to try to go into, like, law and order and stuff.
Wonderful. So, and again, what would you say to somebody to encourage them to be a shark?
I would say, if you come, that's great. We will always, like, encourage you. I think it's, like, so fun to, like, make all your friends, and it's just a wonderful place to be. Especially for just learning, because everyone is so welcoming. It's like walking in to your own home and just having a warm hug.
Mm-hmm. And very encouraging. I think everybody encourages everyone else,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, everyone does that, yeah.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for coming by the studio today to talk about it. And also joining us today, we have Mercy Fretz. All right, Mercy. The others left you behind, it looks like. Thanks for sticking back with us. Mm-hmm. What do you like about being a shark?
I like hanging out with my friends at the swim meets and at practices and the concession food.
Hmm. And it's a family affair for you guys, isn't it? Your whole family's involved.
Yep. This year we'll have 7 people.
On the team?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a large part of your team, Coach, isn't it?
Yeah, so if the Fretzes leave, we'll probably have to, you know, pack up and find another place to swim, because we won't have anybody there. No. We have a lot of large family team, you know, a lot of families are quite a few kids, so it's just great that their whole families get involved. You know, it's not just one kid here or there, it's the whole family is involved. When I was on the team, I was on the team because my sister was swimming, and I was like, well, if she's getting wet, if I want to be sticking around with this hot swim meet, I might as well get wet too. So that's why I joined. So there's part of it is that hey, they see their brothers and sisters, they're getting cooled off, and I'm not. So I'm going to jump in. Right?
Is there competition between the Fretz family to, you know, who had the best time or anything like that, Mercy?
Not really. I mean, I wanted to beat Grace's records, but I didn't. So
okay, but you gave it a shot, though. There's still time, right?
Yeah. I don't know if she has any in 11-12.
So I don't know if you know this, but I mean, your dad was on with us earlier this year. We were talking about some of the things going on at the Simons, but didn't your mom and dad, didn't they meet at the Simons pool?
Yeah, they did.
Have they told you that story before?
Yes.
So your family roots at the Simons go back a long, long time.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. What's the favorite event that you do at the pool?
The 25 butterfly or the 100 IM.
Okay. And why do you like those?
I like the butterfly, I don't know, just because it's hard.
Ah, okay. So you like the challenge, then?
And I like the IM because there's 4 different things.
So you get to do all of your skills,
yep,
in one thing. So, yeah, it's amazing to watch that, you know. Is it hard to remember what you're doing each time?
When I was younger it is, but now it's not.
Okay. So keep it going. I can't imagine that.
Muscle memory starts kicking in, plus uh-huh, adrenaline and all that. So they do a really good job. Once they learn it, it's just the muscles, they know what to do. And that's why it's so important that we want to focus on the stroke, because that way they'll be able to do it much easier. And the butterfly looks hard, but if you do it right, it's easier. It's not easy, but it's easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think if you're doing it wrong, you're kind of fighting yourself, aren't you?
You are, and that's a lot with all the strokes. If you're not doing the proper technique, you're going to be fighting yourself in the water because you're fighting against drag. So a lot of drag in the water.
We have another member that's joined us here today, it looks like.
We do. Clancy.
How you doing, Clancy?
I'm doing good.
Good to have you in the studio. I think we had you on last year for the play as well, didn't we?
Yep.
Good. So you're looking forward to the Simon Shark season?
Yes, I am. I love swimming.
Do you? What do you love about it?
Well, one, I love hanging out with my friends, and I also love making new friends. And also, I just love swimming in general. Swimming is just fun for me.
You think you're going to swim all your life?
Maybe.
Yeah, good. Keeps you in good shape, and you don't even know it, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's also refreshing.
Yeah, no doubt. So do you have a goal to try beat your sisters when you're in the pool? Try to beat what their times are?
No, but I did. Last season, when I did have a goal of trying to beat beating two records. It was I think Connor's record and Fletcher's backstroke record for my age group.
Did you do it?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. You came close though.
Yeah, I think I came close.
Good. And so do you have those in mind again this year to try to
I honestly right now I don't know if I still can beat those records or not, but I'm hoping that if I can, I will.
What age do you swim in again?
Well, I'll be turning 12, so I'll be in 11-12 this year.
Okay. Does it get harder with each age group as you advance?
Usually, yeah, because you go up against older people when you get older. So, like, I'm an 11-12, I'll face other people that are 11 years old or 12 years old. And you might be in, like, 15-16, and it'll be, if you're 15, you'd be facing 16-year-olds.
17-18.
Yeah.
So, are there rivals from other pools? I mean, it's a good rivalry where there's somebody from the other teams that you want to beat?
Not really. I mean, usually, whenever I'm on a meet, I actually start talking. Sometimes I'll start talking to some people on the other team.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way to get to make other friends, isn't it?
Yep.
Good deal. Are you involved in some other things over the summer? Other summer activities? Like what?
Sometimes I do tons of sports for fun. Like sometimes I'll go for fun if I get the chance. I'll also maybe ride my bike around our cul-de-sac and just have a what?
Play.
Oh, and I also do plays sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm in a play.
Did you try out for the Music Man?
Yes.
All right. Did you get a part?
Yes, only a townsperson though.
Oh, that's good though. Yeah, that'll be fun. Did you get a part? All right. I should have asked you about that. So yeah, they were on just a week or so ago talking about the Music Man. So you got a full summer going on, don't you, Clancy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, good. I have to find the time to get everything done there. So
I'll have to buy new tires for the car and drive all over the place.
From Sextonville back to Richland Center all the time.
Yeah, so. But it's good. It's good to see that they're involved, and we're really happy that they want to be involved in various different things. And like Simon's, and giving them that opportunity, just what a wonderful facility, just to be able to use that facility for the Sharks. And they've been so gracious letting us have that pool time and scheduling everything for us. So it's just wonderful. It's such a blessing to this community to have that facility out there.
Hard to imagine life without it, isn't it?
It is very difficult to imagine life without Simons.
Yeah. And we were looking it up during the break. 33 years for the Sharks.
33 years. And that's why things got to be written down for Coach, because otherwise Coach forgets. He's not an elephant, so he does not remember.
Clancy was mentioning, shooting for some records. So do some of the records go back that far, or do you know?
Oh, there's a few records that go back a long ways, but not many. A lot of them have been in the last, five to seven years have been just broken. A lot of those old records are coming down. These kids are just, and I attribute it to them having fun. And when you have fun, you'll work hard, and when you work hard, you'll achieve a goal that you're either striving for or maybe not striving for, because sometimes those records were surprises to some of those kids. So
that's probably even better when they don't even realize it.
It is, because that's, like I said, our goal is for them to have fun, to enjoy it. And it's not to just break records. It's just to come out, have fun, and build confidence in yourself. I'll never forget the story of the one girl who said, I don't like the backstroke. I was like, okay, well, just swim it for me in this one event today, because I try to schedule it out so that all kids are participating in all the different events to spread out the points for the team. And I say, look, it's kind of a team sport, so I need you to swim this for the team, because we don't have anybody swimming this event, or we don't have many people swimming this event for this team, and we have a better opportunity to score points for our team. Kind of like wrestling and weight classes is the same with swimming and strokes. So the girl got in, said, okay, I'll do it, but I don't like it. I never want to be put in it again. She swims her event. She takes first place, comes out of the pool, and says, I want to swim this at every meet from here on out. And I said, see, I told you were good at this.
Just got to try it sometimes.
You just got to try it, yep.
It's a good life lesson, I think.
It is a good life lesson, and it's a story I probably won't ever forget, even though I do forget names.
You lost some really good swimmers to graduation last year, too, didn't you?
We did. Ryan Chambers was just such an excellent assistant to me last year. I had such a positive attitude. I did talk to him here recently, and he may come back and help coach this summer if his schedule allows it. I know he's working here and there, and he's a very busy guy, but he does have an interest in helping out this year if he can, so that'd be great if we get him back. But if not, we wish all the best of luck to Ryan and the future that he is going into. So
the next meet, or the first meet, is coming up already next week, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think so.
Isn't it? I thought you told me it was the day.
The first practice starts next week.
I misunderstood.
Week.
So yeah, when is the first meet then?
The first meet is probably the 17th of June.
Okay. Oh, so you got a little ways.
We got a little time. So we get them warmed up in the pool first to see how they like the events before they get signed into them, and hopefully coach is paying attention well enough to get them signed up for the right events. No, just kidding. but it is a kind of a balancing act with that heat sheet, trying to get kids in this event or that event, and then trying to look at it afterwards and go, ooh, I'm a little light in the backstroke, or ooh, I'm a little light in the IM. Who do I think wants to try that one? And sometimes they don't want to do it, but I try to encourage them to do it anyway, just because, again, they won't know until they try it, and it's a lot of fun, and there are certain swimmers who have that ability to swim longer distances, and so you try to balance that out and go for that, and it's a lot of fun. It's challenging to get them all put in there, but it's the end result is just a masterpiece, you know.
It is. Hopefully we're shaking somebody out of the weeds here to come join the Sharks, or at least come and see what it's all about, right,
Jay? Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we talked to her a little bit, or Claire said a little bit about having Annabeth, and she was at Simon's the other night. I said, well, just come on over into the lane and try this practice that we're doing, because in the off season we do stroke endurance and stroke improvement classes. In the off season, I think it's at 8-week sessions. So come out and join that, and you know, had her come in and say, hey, just try the practice, see if you like it. Join up for a little bit and see what happens. And, you know, she had fun, and that's all that we asked for.
Are the Simons one of the most, as far as the numbers are concerned, one of the largest teams?
They used to be. We used to be. I think now the largest number, though, goes to Boscobel, who our neighbors over there in Boscobel. They've really grown, and their program is doing really well. They are the team to beat this summer, as they have taken the conference from us for 2 or 3 years in a row now. 2 years? I'm told it's 2 years. So, again, I don't keep track of it necessarily, but...
Your staff does.
But my staff does, yeah.
Well, and sometimes you're outdoors, right, when you swim at some of the away meets?
All the meets are outdoors except for at Simon's. Simon's is kind of that unique pool that we get to swim all year round. And what's really unique about it is, even though we go and swim against Boscobel during those stroke endurance and stroke improvement classes, we will get kids from Spring Green and from Boscobel and Dodgeville have come and joined our classes, and we have a lot of fun. We may pick on them a little bit, saying, hey, you're getting into shark-infested waters here, but we have a lot of fun with them. They come back year after year, and like I said, I look at this as a sport that's got to be grown throughout communities. So the if they're interested in swimming in the off season, they should come and check it out at Simons, and we would be more than happy to have them come join our swim program during the winter months, and then they can swim against us in the summer.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's good. Train your competition, and everybody can be better.
Give all the good tips to the Sharks, and then I kind of just
give the wrong tips to.
Do that. But it is a lot of fun, and it's one other way that we build camaraderie and team building with other teams. It's just so much fun.
Good to have you all in here today. I appreciate it. Here's to a good season with the Sharks, right?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You bet. Coach Chad Hying joins us. And earlier we had Chloe Hying, we had Mercy Fretz, we had Claire Hying, Cameron Keene, and members of the Fretz family in the first half of the show as well. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Show.
Loving the sand.